This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to offer her post-Brexit plan on future ties with the European Union to come to a vote in Parliament January 14th. Facing almost certain defeat, she pulled the plan from a December 11 vote. Britain is set to leave the EU March 29th.
I know this is not everyone's perfect deal. It is a compromise. But if we let the perfect be the enemy of the good, then we risk leaving the EU with no deal.
And she rejected calls for a second referendum. The Prime Minister has indicated in her talks last week with EU officials that she received further clarification on aspects of the withdrawal agreement, and her government is seeking even further political and legal assurances. Labour opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn lodged a motion of no confidence in Ms. May for not quickly rescheduling a vote on the Brexit deal.
As the only way I can think of ensuring a vote takes place this week, I am about to table a motion which says the following, that this House has no confidence in the Prime Minister due to her failure to allow the House of Commons to have a meaningful vote straight away on the withdrawal agreement and framework for future relationships between the UK and the European Union.
Parliament is divided on the way forward, with factions pressing for various options for future ties with Brussels. The U.S. military Monday said it killed dozens of militants in six separate airstrikes over the weekend in the vicinity of Gandarsh in south-central Somalia. The Pentagon said four strikes were carried out Saturday, killing 34 suspected al-Shabaab militants, while two more strikes Sunday left another 28 dead. The U.S. said the strikes carried out with its Somali partners were intended to prevent terrorists from using remote areas as a safe haven to plot, direct, inspire, and recruit for future attacks. This is VOA News. Russia has reportedly deployed more than 10 warplanes to Crimea after Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov alleged Ukraine was preparing a provocation. The special U.S. envoy on Ukraine, Kurt Volker, dismissed Moscow's warning of impending Ukrainian action as a way to deflect its own aggression.
Russia, as we know, it is claimed to control now the entire Kerch Strait. It is controlling access in and out. It is restricting the freedom of movement of vessels beyond what's necessary just for the safe passage, and that has then attacked these Ukrainian Navy ships. So I think that's what Russia is up to, and so as a deflection, they refer to, Ukraine is planning attacks, or Ukraine is provoking.
Tensions between Kyiv and Moscow heightened last month after Russia seized three Ukrainian vessels transiting the Sea of Azov and captured two dozen crewmen. The U.S. has voiced support for Bosnia's bid to join NATO despite calls that the Balkan country stay neutral made by the leader of the Bosnian Serbs. Deputy U.S. Secretary of State John Sullivan's support came during a meeting with the country's three-man inter-ethnic presidency. Serbia and Kosovo clashed in the U.N. over the decision by Kosovo's parliament last week to create a standing army out of its national defense force. Alexander Vucic, the Serbian president, said it violates a 1999 U.N. resolution.
And I have to say that I'm very much worried, very much concerned, and a bit even afraid of the future and for the future, not only of my people, of our country, Serbia, but of an entire region.
Kosovar President Hasan Thaci said his country is a sovereign state and has a right to form its own army. The bodies of two female tourists from Scandinavia were found Monday in the Atlas Mountains of central Morocco with signs of neck wounds caused by knives. They were found near a popular trekking and hiking destination south of Marrakesh. Wall Street's key indices slid another 2% Monday, with the S&P 500 now at a 14-month low. The benchmark Dow Jones lost another 500 points to 23,592. Richard Vento, president of Comprehensive Wealth Management, sees two troubling issues.
One is the fact that there's a trade war with China, which President Trump is trying to work out a better deal for the U.S. The other big thing going on right now, of course, is interest rates.
U.S. Central bank policymakers meet this week for the last time this year amid concerns they'll raise a key interest rate. The Cybersecurity Agency of the Czech Republic has warned that network operators against using software or hardware made by Chinese telecoms, Huawei, and ZTE because they pose a security threat. China's President Xi Jinping Tuesday called for implementation of more reforms as he marked the 40th anniversary of China's move toward a market economy. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.